I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, how gangsta is Trump? Listen as Trevor Noah tells us how surprised he is that the FBI thinks the Russians may have tried to interfere in Trump's election campaign. Bill Maher asks Republican patriots what it would take for them to give up on President Trump. And Jimmy Kimmel tells us what could happen to James Comey if Trump starts watching CNN. All this and Seth Meyers in today's Punchlines.
That's right, people. Obama didn't wiretap Trump, and even the FBI thinks there's something at least worth investigating regarding how much Trump's campaign communicated with Russia. Wow. I did not see that coming. Is there like a thing for reverse mind blown? Is there like a thing?
Trump addressed all these doubters today. He said, well, I saw someone say it on Fox News. Really, I saw someone say it on Fox News? What has to happen before what has to happen, Republican patriots, before you act? Does the president have to get naked, roll around on the White House lawn, start eating the grass and going, vroom, vroom, I'm a lawnmower?
Well, this morning, President Trump woke up, he tweeted from the toilet, which means we get 6 more weeks of spring.
And Trump said this today in front of Angela Merkel. Did you see that? She had a look on her face like how I long for the days when I got creepy shoulder rubs from George W. Bush.
What a day in Washington today. FBI Director James Comey, you remember James Comey, he's the guy who many believe handed Donald Trump the election. Well, Director Comey this morning did not do the president any favors, officially confirming that they are investigating potential ties between the Russian government and the Trump for President campaign.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Well, I know Trump doesn't watch CNN, but if he finds out about this, that guy is so fired. He is gone.
I'm not saying Comey cost Clinton the election, but his name is definitely on the list that Hillary mutters like Arya Stark when she's walking in the woods.
James Comey, WikiLeaks, The Hound, Anthony Weiner.
Even though the words coming out of Comey's mouth were bad for Donald Trump, the president still managed to hear something totally different.
I've got a tweet from the president an hour ago saying the NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence the electoral process. So that's not quite accurate, that tweet.
We don't have any information on that subject. And that's not something that was looked at.
I'm sorry. There's tweets in Congress now?
And Trump is so gangster. He lied on Twitter during a hearing about him lying on Twitter.
That is a huge, huge deal. And yet, only 60 days into this administration, you hear that and you're like, eh. At this point, Melania would have to take Trump on a high-speed chase in a Ford Bronco for us to say, this is unexpected.
Surprising, though, moments after Comey confirmed the investigation, Trump held a press conference and finally came clean about his involvement with Russia.
I am a traitor.
Whoa! That is a bigly...
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.